I live among a community here, fostered together out of a wilderness, grown into homes made of logs, some of stone, and like the materials creating their homes, the people I've come to call friends are sturdy and determined. Many of them, like me, share the grief of their losses. But here in this once wilderness land, I'm still an outlier. I became a maverick in Aaron's eyes because I disagreed so heartily with the war, but I stayed on too long, gathering mistrust from neighbours. I still don't know why I stayed as long as I did. Maybe I was living in a fool's paradise, thinking the violence couldn't affect my family. And now, here in a new country, I'm known as the woman who left her husband and son to travel to an unknown land called Upper Canada. Women don't leave part of their family, don't leave their husbands. But I did, because I believed I wanted us to start fresh. And I believed we'd become a whole family once again. I was wrong.
Quintus seized Solitus's arm to silence him. From the mass of assembled senators, Marcus Agrippa had separated himself, moving in their direction. Around him, he had a few personal bodyguards and some persistent supplicants, but no lictors. Publius Minucius, the little reptile, crept by his side. Quintus guessed that they were on their way up to the Capitoline, but he was astounded when the great man slowed, seemed to recognize him, and raised a hand. "Salve, Quintus Lucius Hirius, and Marcus Ulpius Solitus, too, I see." "Salve, Admiral. Going to visit old Jupiter?" Agrippa laughed in quite genuine fashion, while Minucius fetched up a grimace that was supposed to resemble a human smile. "Maybe, but where are your Amazons today?"
Timbit Skurid was an oddity in the village of Havenbrook. He had the heart of a leader and the mind of an inventor packed into the body of a squirrel. Timbit Skurid was head down at a grinding machine in the Havenbrook millhouse, intent on cutting a blank metal disc into a working gear before anyone happened in. He wasn't supposed to be on these machines. If he was caught, it would mean an end to his project, and he couldn't bear the thought of that. He believed that what he was doing could mean the difference between life and death, and it was worth the risk.